In Phoenix this weekend, something like 50,000 people poured into the annual meeting of the National Rifle Association. It featured a lineup of leading Republicans who stirred the party's base to fight gun control and the president's expected Supreme Court nominees. Here's Republican Party Chairman Michael Steele.
We all know what we fear from President Obama and his Supreme Court picks. I know for certain the president and the liberal Democrats in Congress have already begun the push of America to the left.
The NRA's chief lobbyist, Chris Cox, offered a bit of sarcasm.
Let's give credit where credit's due. In these tough times, the Obama administration deserves credit for the only part of the economy that's going strong, gun sales.
No better place to see that than the NRA Exhibition Hall, which was by far the biggest attraction this weekend. 400 exhibitors displayed every legal firearm or accoutrement that a gun owner could want. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
With more than 3 acres of all things gun-related, there was no sign of recession at the Phoenix Convention Center. From videos to demos.
This system here is our hardcore hunter, so if you're a big hunting guy.
To hands-on display.
That is smooth, mate.
This is the nicest one I've seen so far.
If you're looking for a robust U.S. industry, here it is.
Yes, the plant is working at full capacity. Working very hard.
That's Laura Gage, marketing director for Barrett Rifles, a major manufacturer in one of the industry's hottest growth sectors.
All the semi-autos. That's where our biggest demand is.
Why do you think?
I think that is a fear factor. People are worried about the semi-autos going away.
In other words, gun owners are worried that Congress will reinstate the federal assault weapons ban, which expired 5 years ago. Barrett, Beretta, Sturm Ruger, Smith & Wesson, they're all having great years.
Match shooters finally have a choice in premium quality, factory-loaded ammunition for their competition rifles, the 6.5 Creedmoor.
And ammunition makers, they can't keep bullets on the shelf. Steve Hornady owns Hornady Manufacturing.
Our customers, the shooters of America, are absolutely concerned that this administration's attitude towards firearms and firearms owners is unfavorable.
Kathleen Garvin is a life member of the NRA who belongs to a Phoenix area rod and gun club.
I'm concerned myself over availability of hunting, bullets and guns for hunting.
But there's been little evidence that gun control advocates have any traction in Washington. In February, with Democratic support, Congress barred the District of Columbia from restricting gun ownership. Just last week, the Senate passed a provision allowing loaded concealed guns in national parks. Josh Sugarman heads the Violence Policy Center. He says the gun lobby is still in control.
To be honest, on our side of the equation, we don't have an equally vocal, vociferous, active base to counter the pro-gun activists.
Gun and ammo sales spike whenever a Democrat is elected or there's a national security threat. 1992, Bill Clinton. 1999, Y2K. 2001, September 11th. Gun control advocate Sugarman and ammo maker Steve Hornady agree on one thing. It's a bubble like any other.
Eventually, our consumers will not be concerned and they will stop buying.
It hasn't happened yet, and this year's attendance at the NRA convention set a record. Ted Robbins, NPR News.